people discuss these questions with passion. Where do we come from? Who created the world? Who started the process of time? What was there before? Is there an end or another Big Bang? Or will the world exist forever? Will the universal system expand or collapse? What are strings? People have quarreled about that with ism and schism and weapons. The human race searches in the outer world to get true answers. They've searched and counted, they've gathered information and made statistics. They've flown through the universe and looked back into the beginnings. They've established science, physics, chemistry, astronomy and others. They've drawn a map of the universe and our planet. But they forgot to look into the mirror in order to explore themselves. Without knowing of ourselves, we can't find true answers. It's a problem of our mind and consciousness that our eyes are focused outside, not inside. Therefore we don't recognize our own needs, since in the time we ate from the tree of cognition, the objectivity of a higher being is a great and fatal error. We are always caged up in our inner world that represents the world to us. We've wrongly given this inner world names of the outer world. If we sincerely searched and explored ourselves, we'd recognize that the fear of death is a driving energy in all our actions. Then we would know that we have to believe that we haven't got a choice. If science, philosophy don't offer help in a crisis, people turn to religion to find answers and solutions. People separate from one another and manage their social conflicts, applying ideologies and are ready to murder each other. They've got the power to destroy our planet and fly to the moon, but they are unable to change and design their simple lives and feelings. They're satisfied with simple-minded explanations and comfort. They ignore the achievements of the human mind and reality. They can't deny that civilization produced conveniences in our lives. The precondition of having the time to think about to be or not to be. They started holy crusades against the unfaithful and against other beliefs. They tried everything to avoid the abuse of and into themselves. Without knowing of ourselves, we can't find true answers. It's a problem of our mind and consciousness that our eyes are focused outside, not inside. Therefore we don't recognize our own needs in the time. From the tree of cognition, the objectivity of a higher being is a great and fatal error. We are always caged up in our inner worlds that represent the world to us. We've wrongly given these inner worlds names of the outer world. If we sincerely search and explore ourselves, we'd recognize that the fear of death is a driving energy in all our actions. Then we would know that we have to believe that we haven't got a choice. The human mind and consciousness aren't meant to acquire knowledge about the facts beyond our factual circumstances. That opportunity is a dangerous by-effect of the evolution. Our mind has been developed to safeguard our individual and social survival, and this survival depends on our awareness of human sense. But our economic rules isolate all people, face them to the commodities. Therefore, they've lost their basic human features of social creatures. They now prefer to protect their individual lives from the needs of the human race. The fact that they insist on private possessions misled them into this fatal error. But civilization is a genuine social feature and not a product of individual thinking. No pyramids without the slaves, no Guernica without Picasso's muses. If we separate the historical process from the people, we'll be lost in bitterness. Without knowing of ourselves, we can find the true answers. It's a problem of our mind and consciousness that our eyes are focused outside, not inside. Therefore, we don't recognize our own needs in the time. We ate from the tree of cognition. The objectivity of a higher being is a great and fatal error. We are always caged up in our inner world that represents the world to us. We're wrongly given this inner world, names of the outer world. If we sincerely searched and explored ourselves, we'd recognize that the feeling of death is a driving energy in all our actions. Then we would know that we have to believe that we haven't got a choice. Persons will never survive. Their existence is ephemeral. Personal identity without social identity is the contrary of human sense. Thus expanded responsibility will inevitably collapse. Consequently, we get fearful, aggressive, depressed and insane. Then we whimper for a superior power and call it God. We haven't got a real chance of surviving without beliefs. Since mankind have lost their innocence for a long time ago, by the act of Adam's sin, and have been driven out of paradise, people have invested brain, food and consciousness mainly to explore their existence, but they haven't gained much confidence and self-awareness. We haven't to explore our own potentials and the ways of our souls. We realize that we are forced to believe as a substitute for the lost paradise.